Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. It was just me today, and David in Florida called in, and I mentioned typing in on your browser 192.168.0.1. Sometimes you might replace that zero with a one, so that'd be 192.168.1.1. That's typically the most popular way to reach your modem router, and then it will have the login and the password on the bottom of it. You can turn it upside down or look on the side of it. There'll be a label, and it will tell you your login and your password. You type that in, and then you select the tab that says wireless or radio, and then you select the power level that you want. And not all, but most of these modem routers have a power level for the wireless, and it's typically 10, 20, 30, you know, 90, 100%, and you can reduce that power level. And the other thing you can do is move that away from you, okay, where you're going to be spending most of your time, because that thing transmits omnidirectionally, all around a 360-degree circle, because it doesn't know if you move that notebook computer of yours from the dining room to the living room to the kitchen table. It doesn't know, but it'll still work. So the problem is that it is 360 degrees. So if you got it in your bedroom, that's crazy. If you've got it where you spend most of your time, that's crazy. If you've got it next to you, that's really crazy. David, your comments?
Yeah. One of the things that I did for attenuation of signals is I bought one of these wallets that you can block RFID transmissions from your credit card, a debit card or whatever. You put it in that wallet. It's got a really fine mesh, metal, and it will block the transmissions to that RFID. You will all
okay. Hold it for just a second.
Yep.
Hold it for just a second.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry for interrupting, but so there was an advertisement on a radio network, and I heard this, and they claim the same thing. So I call them up, and what I do is I call up advertisers. When the first time I hear them, I usually call them up and say, hey, thanks so much for advertising on the network. For example, thank you for advertising on GCN. And I'm Vin Fennelli, and your advertisement appeared on my radio broadcast, and I'm interested to learn about your product. And one of those was exactly one of those products. So I said, hey, what I'd like to do is I'd like to see one. Now, I'm not going to buy it, and I'm not going to keep it. But I'd like you, if you would, send me one. I'd like to test it. I'd like to see what I think about it, and I'll tell you. And I'll send it back. Okay, I'm not looking for free stuff. And I got one. And I put a cell phone in it in the days when I had a cell phone. That was years ago. I put a cell phone in it, and I called it from another phone. And you know what? It rang. And then I put the cell phone in a microwave oven and closed the door and called it, and it rang. So that tells me that both of those devices leak, meaning the microwave oven with a semi-Faraday cage. It's not really a complete Faraday cage because there's screens inside that allow the magnetron tube to blast the microwaves into the cavity, and the door leaks. So there's leakage in a microwave oven, and you can measure that with a meter. And there is leakage that allows you to call your cell phone through these protective devices. So the problem is that they leak. You can you might even be able to put a cell phone into a metal barrel, an oil drum, and it does not have a seal, meaning completely sealed, top, bottom, left, right. If it has a little lip, the microwaves can sometimes get through that too. So it's not perfect. And I just wanted to make sure our class understood. I sent it back, and you know what they did? They had to redesign their product because it didn't work. They were making claims that their silver-infused fabric that will protect you actually did not. Any comments?
And I took mine, and I put my cell phone in it, and I left it in there on, and it got really hot because it was trying to connect to the tower and constantly transmitting, trying to link to the tower. Take it out of the package, and it's recovering. It's like, well, where am I? And it's trying to figure out what tower can I connect to, et cetera. So I'm satisfied that mine works. And it works to the point where if I don't want to be tracked, if I'm going to go do something that maybe I shouldn't be doing, or maybe I just don't want to, you know, be tracked, period. Put it in that little pouch, and I am free and clear. And I'm satisfied that I'm free and clear. If you want, I'll send you mine, and you can try it. I don't even know if you can still buy them or not anymore. I bought mine years ago.
Well, I have one. I have one.
Mm-hmm.
I have one that absolutely does work. And it was made like a Prince Albert tobacco can. It's that shape, and it's made out of one piece of aluminum. It is a piece of billet, and it's machined, hollowed out, and it has a really, really tight, almost leak-proof, waterproof lid, and it has a metallic O-ring around it. I mean, it is tight. And what you're saying is your phone was trying its absolute hardest, ramping up the power more and more and more to try to reach the tower, and it couldn't, and that's why it got hot. And that makes a lot of sense. But my suggestion is, class, if you decide to buy one of these devices, that you try it. You know, in the store, say, may I try this? And you say, here's my phone number. Would you mind calling my phone while it's in there? And if it rings, it's not working. It's as simple as that. It might be working partially, but it's not working completely. Any comments about that, David?
Yes, in doing defense work for specific radio equipment, transmitting receivers, it could be an identification friend of foe, or it could be a transmitter for transmitting data or power. Take it to a specific location that is classified, put it in a room specifically built for the frequencies for that device, and monitor it using a spectrum analyzer. And I could give you the names of some of them that I just, they might as well be from outer space compared to the, I started out in tubes in 1971. And I've seen the progression of tubes all the way through microcircuits, and I have worked in all of it. And what we had for monitoring frequencies back in the days of tubes compared to what I saw in a, I can't remember the name, but Schroeder, whatever the some name of the different scopes. I've done Hewlett Packards and all kinds of other stuff with spectrum analyzers, but I saw the latest one, and they were looking at signals at minus 80 dB, and they were beautiful, crisp, clear. I built a amplifier that would amplify signals 80 dB, and the way it was calibrated is we put a resistor across the input of that amplifier. We measured the electron noise that resistor generated into that amplifier, and the output had to be within a specific range to be calibrated. And the engineer designed the thing. I built it, did the test, and assembled them, and they were so good, the military bought them. Or I shouldn't say military, the government.
You're talking about low noise amplifiers?
Low noise amplifiers, yes. And ours had a specific filter on it. You could switch the filter in and
when
out.
When we worked with
that 40 dB.
Mm-hmm. When we worked with those, we had a company in California, and we worked with them. And back in the 80s, they were relatively new, solid-state low-noise amplifiers. And the manufacturers were experimenting, and they used super cooling to get them really, really cold in order to achieve the low-noise amplification in the early days. That's not necessary today. But You know, I'm talking 40 years ago. And I think, and when you're talking about spectrum analyzers of the tube type, you're talking about of that vintage as well, right?
Rhodes and Swartz is the one I was thinking about. I saw one at a trade show, and I was blown away by it, like a kid in a candy store.
Sure.
And they have a mode.
David,
and
I'd like you to. I'd like you to leave your number with our engineer. So at the end of the segment, if you care to, leave your number with Jason, and I'll do my best to call you over the weekend. Okay.
Certainly. Yeah. Can I throw in a couple more things about people?
Yep. Sure. Sure.
I want to stay on point to what we're talking about, but there was 100 kids that went on spring break to Mexico. When they came back, 28 of them tested positive for the virus. And what did the kids do when they're in a foreign country and they're on break? They're on that cell phone like it's glued to their hand. If you look at the elderly population that's being somewhat targeted by this virus, what does an elderly person do with a cell phone? They keep it in their shirt pocket or their pocket, or it's really close by, so if they fall, get hurt, have an accident, that phone is right next to them. And what does a cell phone do? It's constantly transmitting those frequencies to connect to towers all the time. So there is an opportunity for a triggering event. So that's just another thing I wanted to throw out there.
Okay, and we've talked about that for years, David. So what happens is most women are right-handed, most people are right-handed, and they talk with their left hand holding a cell phone on their left ear because they write with a pencil or pen with their right hand. That's why they do that. And when they put their phone someplace, if they don't have a shirt pocket, they put it in their left bra pocket, and they're experiencing left breast cancer. Guys, right-handed mostly, put their cell phone, they use their left hand the same way the women do. The guys put their cell phone in their right front pants pocket because they're right-handed. Women, if they don't have a bra on, or a bra that's big enough, and they want their cell phone, they put it in the right rear pocket of their pants if they, you know, have blue jeans or something like that. So that's where the cancers are appearing, because people are right-handed for the most part. So we have left side brain cancer, we have left breast cancer, and we have right pocket cancer for guys, and right rear pocket butt side for girls and women. That's because most people are right-handed. And it's absolutely crazy to me to place that thing, that transmitter, that radio, that transmits and receives microwave frequencies, one thickness of cloth away from the body. Absolutely nuts. Because, as you said, distance, you didn't use these exact words, but with radio frequencies, distance is your friend. And that's the truth of it. Any quick comments?
I agree. I'd like to.
Did you have something else you wanted
thing.
To share?
I do.
Sure. Okay.
Like
you'll have to hold
thing.
Through the break. You'll have to hold through the break.
Okay.
David's with
yep.
us. And make sure you leave your telephone number. Try it during the break with our engineer, Jason. Jason, would you please get his phone number? Thank you. All right, we'll be right back.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving.
Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, we're back. David in Florida is with us. David, I have your number. Thank you. I'll do my best to call you this weekend. Do you have something else you wanted to share?
Yes. You've got me saying GDP, and I wanted to bring up a point of when I went to my coronavirus test. They said, come alone in your vehicle, arrive at the site, keep your windows up, turn your car off, somebody will come out and speak with you. So I did that, and I pulled into a space next to a handicapped place, and on the other side was a vehicle pulled in. They got the window halfway rolled down. And I said, there you go. That's GDP, and those are the people that are going to kill us. I thought you'd like
that. There you go. There you go. David, what many may not realize is if you have an automobile and the engine is running, the heating and air conditioning system, circulation of the air, the fan system, the blower motor, is running. And you might not be able to hear it, but it's on a very low speed, but it's running. And the reason it's running is so that you don't asphyxiate in your car. So even if you think it's not running, and even though you haven't set it to number 1, 2, 3, or 4, or 5, or whatever the setting might be in your vehicle, it's running to protect you from asphyxiation. So there are people who have their engines running, and what I believe they were trying to tell you is if you have your engine running, then your blower system would be blowing fresh air into the car, blowing it out the open window and into the face of the person testing you for the virus. Do you think that makes sense?
I think you just nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, so So that's, and they want the engine off for that reason, as well as some people forget to put their vehicles in park if they have an automatic transmission and they don't want to be run over. So that's another, another reason. David, can you, are you willing to share with us, and you don't have to, why you think you needed to be tested? Were you exposed? Was it in your travels? What do you think it was?
I was working with an engineer the day after he returned from Washington, D.C. on a flight, and I don't hardly ever work with him side by side, and I spent most of the day working with him side by side, and he qualified for the test. Shortly after that, I lost a whole week and was home with many of the problems that people that have the virus have. My doctor, I called my doctor's office. They said, well, don't come in here. Call this number. Get online and talk to the county health department. And I did. And they said, based on your symptoms and what you've given us, then come in for the test. And they told me where to go. Once I got there, they identified me and took me inside the building to an exam room, and it was all, everything was all clear all the way through. Somebody opens the door for you. They wipe everything down. They give you a mask so that you can't contaminate anybody. And they repeated the questions that I got from the phone conversation saying, do you qualify for this test? They don't want to give it for some reason. I don't know why, but maybe they're short of them, or maybe they don't work. I don't know. But anyway, yes, you qualify for the test. We're going to do it right now. And where was I going with that?
I can tell you why. I can tell you why, and I know this. And I've said on the air, when I say I know, class, it's not I think. It's I know. So I know this. And I'm not going to tell you how I know. But I know that the reason that they want you to qualify for the test, there's nothing they're going to be able to do for you other than what they... The test just proves whether you have it, but it, there's no treatment other than oxygen, ventilator, intravenous vitamin C. I mean, that's it. There's no cure at this moment. So the reason they give you the test is several weeks ago, I'm going to say it this way, I learned firsthand, I was there, that doctors have no idea what to do. Nurses have no idea what to do. The protective equipment is in very short supply. The tests are in very short supply. And the reason they want you to qualify for the test is they don't want to waste them. They don't want to waste them because they don't have enough. That is the reality of the situation. David, if you'd like to hold, I'd love to hear some more about your experiences. And do you think I am crazy saying this is real? We'll be right back.
Oh, no.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A first coronavirus-related economic stimulus bill is still in the pipeline. It's been approved by lawmakers, signed by President Trump, but a lot of the benefits are just starting to flow. But Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says discussions have begun with congressional leaders on a second such bill that would focus on infrastructure.
We'll continue to have those conversations. So we expect there will be more bills, and we think it is a great time now to invest in infrastructure.
Russia has been portrayed as one of America's biggest enemies, but it is stepping up with a plane full of critical medical supplies that have arrived in New York City, where the coronavirus has been hitting especially hard. The supplies include protective gear, masks, and ventilators, and antiseptics. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, we're back. And you're kind of learning firsthand what it's like when someone calls and is on the verge of becoming an instructor. You're hearing it firsthand. And David talked about students from spring break, and he mentioned that some have tested positive. Well, there were 70 students whom chartered an airplane to Texas for spring break. And 44 of them tested positive for the coronavirus. Now, these were the ones that, it's only for old people. You know, young people don't get it. Only people with underlying conditions get it. Well, they got it too, as well as the students that David was talking about. And something I've noticed here over the farm, I've been watching the chemical spraying, you know, the chemtrails that the GDP calls contrails and says, that's nothing. That's normal. It's not normal. Well, that spraying has stopped. We called for the president to stop it. And I believe that the reason it stopped is because the scientists who are running the show have figured out what we already knew, and that is that the ultraviolet light kills the virus. So they had to stop preventing the sunlight from reaching the earth. But what's happened lately is the clouds are flying by. I'm looking out the studio window, and they are at high speed. They're just flying by. They were flying by yesterday. The wind has kicked up. Have you noticed that in your area, class? So just look up and see if you have chemtrails. I think they've stopped. And we called for it, and we kind of embarrassed those people into stopping this, because now they think maybe they might die as a result of the coronavirus. And the numbers, I can tell you that I'm reading that the numbers are wrong. The numbers from Italy are wrong. The numbers all in Florida are wrong. Now, some people are saying that the mainstream media is inflating the numbers, making them larger than they really are, which is exactly the opposite of what's happening. The numbers are low because the tests are low. They don't have enough tests. And when more people get tested, the numbers will explode upward. That's my opinion. David, why is it that, or what are the symptoms that you've had? You've explained that you were in contact with someone who was on an airplane. And I think you said that I am not nuts, thinking that, in my opinion, that this is absolutely real. But most people think it's a fake, it's BS, to use their term. Do you think it's fake or BS?
No. And from the fake standpoint, when I saw them in China come out and test patients dressed in a spacesuit, it's like nobody does that. So this is real, and I will tell you that I've had both government training and private training in hazardous materials. I had did the 40-hour Hazwoper course, and I dressed in one of those spacesuits. They're terrible to work in, but if they're going to show up in something that difficult to use and go through, incoming contamination and outgoing contamination, the whole works. This is very serious. This is nothing to be messing with right from the get-go.
David, you're an engineer. Let me tell you this. I am watching the screen. From the minute you started answering me, the frame loss went way up. The delay went to 2,000 milliseconds. That's the most it's going to show me. It's peaked, which means that you and I have, well, from me to GCN at the network, there's a 2-second delay, 2,000 milliseconds. So it's not looking good. I think something has happened based on what our conversation is. Are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me share with you a couple notes that I wrote down, and I'd love to hear your opinion as someone who's been exposed. And we're going to add you to our prayers tonight. I'll tell Mrs. Finelli we say our prayers together, and let's pray that you are not infected while you wait for the results. So here's a call that I received over the last... Excuse me? Did we lose David? I don't know if we lost David or not. As a matter of fact, I don't even know if I'm on the air. Jason, am I on the air? Let's see. I'm looking at another meter. Yeah, it looks like I'm on the air, but I don't know if Jason can hear me. So I'll just continue. So I received this phone call, and it was from one of our students. And I'm going to paraphrase this. So a member of his family, a very close blood relative of his family, someone he's very close with, talks with very often, was talking with our student. And this member of the family is a nurse in a large hospital in a city, and said, "What websites are you going to? Who are you listening to? Where are you getting this information from? this isn't going on. There's no panic. This coronavirus is nothing. There's nothing to worry about. It's no big deal. And that happened until the bodies started showing up. And the bodies started showing up from cars. And those bodies, those limp bodies, were being dragged out of the car into the hospital. And now they're overwhelmed. That is what is happening. So, oh, no big deal. The coronavirus, it's no big deal. No one's really worried about it. Until it happens to that hospital. Then there is the panic. Then there is the overwhelming of the hospital staff. Then they find out that they don't have the masks, the respirators, the protective equipment, and so forth. So right now, the world has over a million people infected by the coronavirus. Over a million. You heard that on the news. America has more than 6,000 dead. 911 people have died in the last 24 hours in the United States of America. And more than a quarter of a million of us here in America have been infected. More than 245,000. It's actually more than a quarter of a million. And this particular virus can be spread by breathing. Just normal respiration. Flushing the toilet. The aerosolization of the bodily fluids in the toilet just by the flushing mechanism can spread the virus. They used to say that you need to maintain 6 feet. It's not the right number. The number is at least 26 feet. So they were off by 20 feet. And I've mentioned many, many times that if you are in one of these big box stores, and we'll just name a few. Why? Because I've seen it there. Like the Chinese Factory Outlet or Sam's. You go in the men's room, you'll see toilet paper on the floor. You'll see bits of paper towels on the floor. Now, I know they're trying to clean them. I'm not trying to beat them up saying, y'all aren't paying attention. I think it's the GDP that is so careless and so reckless that they drop the paper towels and pee on the floor and et cetera. Don't flush the toilet. Somebody forgot to raise them, meaning raise these people when they were younger. So they're just careless and reckless, and they don't care about the next person. So if you're a man and you look down as you approach one of these urinals, you're not going to want to get so close because there's pee all over the floor. So then you step in it and then you track it throughout the store, and then other people step in what you tracked around the store, and you track it around further, and other people before you have already tracked it around the store. And then you get to get in your vehicle and go home with the same shoes that stood in pee, whether you went to the men's room or ladies' room or not. And not everybody washes his hands. And then they touch things on the store shelves. And they go, oh, should we get? No, we won't get this. We'll put it back. How about this one? No. How about this head of lettuce? Oh, there's a better one over there. Let's put this one back and get that one. That's what happens. Just look. Watch. You'll see it. Happens every day. So you're touching things that people touched that may have the virus. And it lasts for hours, if not days. And here's what's happening. The new car market is almost in free fall, in my opinion, almost. How many of you have thought about that new SUV? Hey, honey, let's get a new SUV or a new sports car or a crossover or an exotic car, a Ferrari or a Porsche or a Tesla or a hybrid. How many of you thought about that recently? It's kind of off the radar, isn't it? We're thinking about trying to survive, right? Experts believe, what are experts? I guess those are people who are paid to give opinions. Experts believe that the new automobile market, you know, new cars, will be down by 15% for this year. I think that's a wish. I think it's going to be much lower than that. And experts are saying that we might even enter a recession. I think that's a wish. Because I've said publicly numerous times, we've already passed the recession. We are into the full-blown beginning of the second Great Depression, which I believe will be the greatest depression. I've also said this is not going to be over by Easter. It's not going to be over in a few weeks. It's not going to be over in a few months. This is going to go on for years. I think we're looking at a minimum of 2 years before the beginning of the turnaround. And I'm not saying it's going to be a quick turnaround. I think it's going to last 20 years. And I don't think we're ever coming back. Not in our lifetimes. I mean, I'm 68. I don't think we're ever going to see the great days again. I really don't. I'm not trying to frighten you. I'm just telling you, this is what I think is going to happen. My economics training, my finance training, my chemical training, my physics training, my biological training, my farming, my electronics training, you know, the things that I've studied because I wanted to learn more about them, my formal education. It is absolutely positively real. So my question for you is, do you have a freezer? If yes, well done. If no, why not? Why don't you have a freezer? Now, I can understand that if you live in a tiny apartment, it's difficult. I can understand that. But if you live in a home and you have a garage or a basement, why don't you have a freezer? Why? So if you don't have one, I suggest you consider getting one if you have room for it. And I suggest that you get your supplies so that you don't have to go out. And I suggest that you don't buy a brand new made in communist China freezer because they're cheesy. They're cheap. In my opinion, they're substandard. They're thin. They're lightweight. And they won't last very long.
A pain in the neck. A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs. You now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, final segment. Brian in Wisconsin, welcome.
Hi, Vince.
Hey.
Good luck with buying a freezer now. I've just drove 50 miles to get a used one. We had one go out back in the good old days, and I guess I should have jumped on a little bit sooner, but yeah, they are hard to find right now.
No, you're absolutely right, and I have a comment about that, Brian. So if your freezer or refrigerator quits, I have a suggestion for you, and you need to do this like soon. There is a device called a hard start kit, H-A-R-D, as if the compressor is hard to start. So this is a hard, H-A-R-D, start kit, three words, for refrigerators and freezers. And you can buy them on eBay for about $9.99 or less shipped. Okay? And sometimes it's called a 3-in-1. That would be the number 3, the letter N, and the number 1. Like 3-and-1, but 3-and-1. Hard start kit. And you have to size it for the compressor size of your refrigerator or freezer. So you roll that thing out. There's usually a back cover on the freezer or the refrigerator, and you take the nut driver or screwdriver, and you take those, you know, maybe 4 or 6 screws out, and you'll see the compressor, and there'll be a label on there. And you find how many horsepower it is, and it might be a quarter of a horsepower or a third of a horsepower. Or a newer one might be a 12th, a 10th, an 8th, a 16th, or a 5th of a horsepower. And you buy the right hard start kit, and there are 5 wires. 2 wires, and you just cut the wires. It takes about 15 minutes to install it, and most of the time, it will fire that refrigerator or freezer right back up.
Okay, that's good to know.
So it's called a hard start kit. And, you ought to buy one. And if you have a refrigerator, freezer, and you're mechanically inclined, you can go to a YouTube video and figure out how to do it. It literally takes a couple minutes. And I keep a couple of them the right sizes for our refrigeration equipment. And I've used them because here's what happens. It seems like there's a law. They shut down on Friday night or Friday afternoon. And then you call, like, Lowe's, and you say, hey, y'all have a freezer? Well, yes and no. We have them, and you can get one, you know, in about a week, and we can deliver it. But you can't buy any here because we don't have any for sale. We just have demonstrator models that we can show you, but you can't have one of those. Same thing with Home Depot and the other stores. So generally, when your refrigerator or freezer quits, you won't be able to get one for a week. But if you have a hard start kit already, you can generally fix it. And I would say 9 out of 10 times you can use this kit to fix it, and it will continue for years. So hard start kit. I'm glad you mentioned that. So, Brian, did you buy a freezer, and what did you get?
We've been looking for weeks already, and, I mean, we'll respond to an ad within 10 minutes. It's gone. And we finally got one respond to it in time last night. It's small. It's only like, it's probably 7 or 8 cubic feet, but it's just, we just grabbed it because we couldn't find anything in the stores. They're anywhere from the end of May to August to get the freezers in. They're cleaned out.
So, okay. So yeah, I bought a Montgomery Ward's freezer. Montgomery Ward's has been out of business for like 20-something years. Okay. So I bought one, and it's marked Montgomery Ward's. It's made by Whirlpool. And it's got a couple, it's got dings and dents in it, and it has a little bit of rust on it. It wasn't taken care of as well as I would have taken care of it, but it's intact. And I can fix it. And I paid $70 for it, and it's, I think it's 18 cubic feet. And then I decided I want to get some spare parts for it, so I found another one. And I think it was $50. And I think it was 16 cubic feet. So, but that was then. That was in the good old days, like weeks ago. Now people have caught on.
Yep.
And they couldn't wait to get... They couldn't wait to get...
140. Yep.
140? Okay, what'd you get?
140 bucks. I don't even know the brand. It works. I got there. It was cold. I grabbed it and gave the money and ran. I mean, I was so happy to find something, you know, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what you do. When things... As people succumb to this, there will probably be some more used freezers available. Now, my recommendation, Class, is that you try to find one that has a name like Kenmore. That was the Sears brand, because Sears tested their products before they released them to the public years ago. Now, I'm talking about something that's going to be 20 years old. It might be 30 years old. And they have a refrigerant called R12, or Freon 12. It was a great, great refrigerant. Low pressure. The compressors didn't have to work too hard. And they lasted 30, 40, 50 years. So what you really should consider is a Kenmore brand or a Whirlpool brand. And Whirlpool made them for Kenmore. Or General Electric. An old General Electric. Nothing new. Because General Electric new products are, you know, pretty trashy, in my opinion. So... and Montgomery Ward's, theirs were made by Whirlpool as well. So that's why I was going to go for the Whirlpool. So what you do is look up some images of what the Whirlpools look like, and then when you go to buy one, if you ever find one, you'll know what they look like from the images on the internet of the older ones. And the Whirlpools look very similar to the Kenmores and the Montgomery Ward's models. Brian, did you have something else that you wanted to say?
Yes, I've got a good use for your microwave. You take it outside, paint the orange circle on it, and try to practice.
Yeah, they're really not very good for Faraday cages. People think they are, but they're really not so hot.
We did an
experiment really
when my daughters were in grade school. If you microwave water and try to grow seeds, it will not grow a plant. It doesn't have to be very long, and the Mythbusters did not do the experiment correctly.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of errors in Mythbusters. Like the tailgate on your pickup truck doesn't increase mileage if you put it down. That's nonsense. It does increase your mileage. Brian, thanks so much.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.